Welcome to a complimentary podcast from Association Management Consulting and Evaluation Services. This is one in a series of podcasts presented by AMCIS Consultants for those involved or interested in association leadership and management. The topic of this podcast is the Canada Not-for-Profit Act, Key Changes for Associations. This topic is being presented by AMCIS consultant George Lozano.
The Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act is an important piece of legislation that impacts all federally incorporated not-for-profit organizations, including associations. Much more than an update to the Canada Corporations Act, the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act was specifically tailored to the needs of not-for-profit organizations and their members. There are some significant differences between the old Canada Corporations Act Part 2 and the new Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act that all association directors and senior managers should know about. In the next few minutes, you will hear about the key changes in the Act that affect your association and your members. What is the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act, you might ask? The Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act, or CNCA for short, was proclaimed by the Federal Government of Canada on October 17, 2011, and replaces the previous Canada Corporations Act, which governs both for-profit and not-for-profit corporations. Part 2 of the Canada Corporations Act dealt with not-for-profit corporations. The new CNCA focuses entirely on not-for-profit corporations, providing a greater level of detail, clarity, and precision than its predecessor. More importantly, the CNCA provides the boards of directors of not-for-profit corporations with a clear mandate to govern, including the authority to lead and manage not-for-profit corporations more efficiently and effectively. At the same time, the CNCA strengthens the rights of members with respect to membership classes, general representation, voting rights, and access to information, among other things. As a result of the proclamation of the CNCA, the Federal Government of Canada, through the Ministry of Industry, requires that all federally incorporated not-for-profit organizations file new bylaws and articles of continuance by no later than October 17, 2014. Failure to do so by the deadline will result in a loss of corporate status. For most associations, the requirement to file new bylaws affords an opportunity not only to review the existing bylaws for compliance, but also to update them and ensure that they reflect best practices and a governance structure that is appropriate to the current needs of the organization. In addition, the letters patent will need to be replaced by a certificate of continuance, or certificate of incorporation in the case of new not-for-profits, that restates the objects of the corporation, that is, its purpose, its membership classes, the size of its board, and several other provisions. In order to obtain the certificate, articles of continuance need to be filed along with the new bylaws. Not-for-profit corporations will need to file revised bylaws and articles of continuance that have been approved by a two-thirds majority vote of their membership with Corporations Canada by no later than October 17, 2014. So, what are the key changes that distinguish the CNCA from its predecessor? To begin with, the CNCA provides a much higher level of detail than its predecessor. As a result, organizations can simplify their bylaws and do not need to include details about such things as procedures for members' meetings, the manner of electing or appointing directors, and the procedures for making, amending, or repealing bylaws. The CNCA provides all these rules, and organizations can simply defer to the Act instead of including all the rules in their bylaws. Having said this, nothing prevents organizations from continuing to add the level of detail in their bylaws that they feel is appropriate to their needs. At minimum, the CNCA bylaws must set out the conditions required for being a member, including whether a corporation or other organization can be a member, as well as the manner in which notice can be given to members entitled to vote. While most organizations will no doubt include much more detail in their bylaws, most of the powers, rights, and requirements for not-for-profit organizations and their members are clearly stated in the new Act. Under the CNCA, corporations are identified as either soliciting or non-soliciting. Corporations that receive more than $10,000 in a fiscal year from public sources, including public donations and government grants, are identified as soliciting corporations. Soliciting corporations must have a minimum of 3 directors on their board, at least 2 of whom are not officers or employees of the corporation or its affiliates, and they are required to file annual financial statements with Corporations Canada. Moreover, their books must be audited on an annual basis, and on liquidation, their assets must be distributed to qualified donees. Perhaps some of the most striking changes in the new Act have to do with membership rights. Under the CNCA's subsection 197, entitled Fundamental Changes, a special resolution of 2/3 of the members, or class or group of members, is required to make any amendment to the articles or the bylaws of a corporation which are considered fundamental. This includes changing the corporation's name, location, or the activities that the corporation may carry on. Fundamental changes related to members include such things as creating a new class or group of members, changing the conditions required for being a member, or changing the designation or rights of any class or group of members, to name but a few. Moreover, the members of a class or group of members are, unless the articles otherwise provide, entitled to vote separately as a class or group on any proposal to make an amendment that seeks to add, change, or remove the rights or conditions attached to the memberships of the class or group. These rights can apply not only to voting, but also to non-voting members. Another significant change can be found in subsection 163 of the Act, which entitles voting members to submit to the corporation proposals on any matter that they wish to raise at a meeting of members, and to have the opportunity to discuss the matter at a meeting. Corporations must include any member proposals in their notice of meeting, and if requested by the member who submits a proposal, the corporation must include in the notice of meeting a statement in support of the proposal by the member and the name and address of the member. With respect to the boards of directors, the CNCA, under subsection 152, entitled Bylaws, empowers directors to amend or repeal bylaws except for those requiring a special resolution approved by 2/3 of the membership, effective from the date of the resolution of the directors. However, any bylaw amendments made by the board of directors must be confirmed, rejected, or amended by a majority of members at the next meeting of the membership. Under the CNCA, the board of directors must be elected by the membership for a specified term of office. This means that effectively, ex officio appointments to boards of directors are not permitted. These are just a few of the most significant changes to the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act. However, there are many other changes that need to be understood by not-for-profit organization directors and managers to ensure that their bylaws are compliant. In this respect, not-for-profit organizations owe it to themselves to carefully review their letters patent and their bylaws to ensure that they are not only current and reflective of their organizations, but also that they do not contain any provisions that would be disallowed under the new Act. As mentioned earlier, the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act, and particularly the requirement to file new bylaws and articles of continuance, provide an excellent opportunity for organizations to review their existing governance models. Any governance review should be undertaken prior to tackling the bylaws and should address such things as the purpose of the organization, whether it has changed since its original letters patent were filed, and the structure of its board and management. Some organizations may wish to use the opportunity to conduct a needs assessment to determine whether or not the organization is continuing to provide its membership with the kinds of programs and services that are appropriate and desired. Take 2. As mentioned earlier, the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act, and particularly the requirement to file new bylaws and articles of continuance, provide an excellent opportunity for organizations to review their existing. Take 3. As mentioned earlier, the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act, and particularly the requirement to file new bylaws and articles of continuance, provide an excellent opportunity for organizations to review their existing governance models. Any governance review should be undertaken prior to tackling the bylaws and should address such things as the purpose of the organization, whether it has changed since its original letters patent were filed, and the structure of its board and management. Some organizations may wish to use the opportunity to conduct a needs assessment to determine whether or not the organization is continuing to provide its membership with the kinds of programs and services that are appropriate and desired. Once the bylaws are revised and the articles of continuance are prepared, they will need to be approved by 2/3 of the voting membership at a meeting of members. A strategy and process should be put in place to ensure that the membership is well apprised of the bylaw changes proposed and how they and the organization will be affected. An information piece comparing the old and the new bylaws should be prepared, as well as a special resolution for the members to vote up the new bylaws and articles. These should be provided to the members in advance of the meeting. Once approved, the new bylaws and articles need to be filed with Corporations Canada. But that's not the end of the process. It is advisable to develop an information package, including orientation for stakeholders and new board members, so that they are well acquainted with the new bylaws and any policies that the association may develop or revise as a result. Board members in particular need to be knowledgeable about the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act, their new bylaws, and their responsibilities as directors of the corporation. I have touched on just a few of the most important aspects of the Canada Not-for-Profit Corporations Act, its provisions, requirements for corporations, and key impacts on the board and the membership. Not-for-profit corporations are well advised to seek the advice of professionals who are knowledgeable about the CNCA to help ensure that their bylaws and relevant documentation are compliant in advance of filing with Corporations Canada.
You have been listening to AMPSIS consultant George Lozano. If you would like to talk about this podcast, you can call him at 613-595-1156, extension 7, or email at george@amsys.com, GEORGES@AMCES.com. For more information about AMPSIS and access to informative articles, tools, and other podcasts, please visit us at www.amsys.com. Thanks for listening.